Saga Egmont presents The Greatest Mysteries of History, read by Patrick Warner. Deep in the Central American rainforest, thousands of ruins lie hidden beneath the dense vegetation. They are the traces left behind by the Maya civilization that inhabited modern-day Mexico for almost four millennia. Industrious kings ruled over millions, while the culture's scientific minds developed advanced mathematical calendars, and entire populations built pyramids that surpassed even those of the Egyptians. But suddenly, the Maya disappeared. No one knows why, and 500 years later, historians are still hunting for the truth about their sudden demise. The enigma of the Central American people's disappearance is just one of antiquity's many puzzles that academics have yet to solve. Although modern research constantly uncovers new evidence, the past is still full of myths, people, and monuments that pose more questions than answers. In this special, we examine some of the most fascinating. Contents. 1. Egypt's Boy King. 2. The Legend of King Arthur. 3. Search for Atlantis. 4. Collapse of the Maya. 5. On the Trail of Da Vinci. 6. Riddle of the Stone Circle. 7. Prophet or Liar. 8. The Bodies in the Bog. 9. The Man Behind the Mask. 10. The Hunt for El Dorado. 11. Riddle from the Dead Sea. 12. Rapa Nui's Secret. 1. Egypt's Boy King, 1342 to 1323 BC. The golden face on Tutankhamun's death mask is one of the most famous in history. Behind the mask lies the incredible tale of a child king crowned at the age of 9, who both moved the empire's capital and changed the Egyptians' religion before he died at the age of 19. Tutankhamun's tomb, lost for millennia, contained priceless riches and raised countless questions. In recent years, modern technology has revealed crucial new evidence about the child King Tut, who apparently had a disability and married his half-sister. The boy king, Tutankhamun, ruled a vast Egyptian empire that stretched thousands of kilometers, from modern-day Sudan, northeast along the Mediterranean, to the Euphrates in Syria. When Tutankhamun died, aged just 19, priests filled his tomb with gold and artifacts, the most magnificent ever found by Egyptologists. The royal tomb is Egypt's best preserved, and it contained more than 5,000 elaborately decorated objects made of gold, alabaster, precious stones, and fine wood, treasures that sand and stone managed to keep hidden from tomb robbers for more than three millennia. The many art treasures emerged from the darkness and made their way into museums due to the tireless work of a British archaeologist, Howard Carter. He continued digging where other archaeologists had long since given up hope of finding more of the ancient Egyptian relics. In particular, he hoped to find the tomb of a mysterious pharaoh called Tutankhamun. Boy found tomb's doorway. The name Tutankhamun first came to light in 1909, when an American, Theodore Davis, owned the exclusive rights to excavate the Valley of the Kings. There, on the west bank of the Nile, near ancient Thebes, Egypt's pharaohs were buried over a period of almost 500 years in a mighty complex of tombs, burial chambers, and haphazard underground tunnels. The rulers hoped that the impassable valley would hide the untold treasures that they took with them for their journey to the afterlife. In 1909, Davis found a nearly empty underground chamber in the valley containing a small collection of jars, linen, and other embalming equipment, which bore the hitherto unknown royal name of Tutankhamun. The American immediately concluded that he had found the looted tomb of an insignificant child pharaoh called Tutankhamun, and soon after declared the entire valley excavated. Howard Carter, however, took a very different view. He was convinced that the underground chamber Davis had encountered was far too small to be a royal tomb. Tutankhamun's real burial place must therefore be somewhere...